Well, the hanger-oners are back, yes, back at work, back from their ski trips to Aspen and Vale, from their holiday pads in Lawn or Blueies or Noosa. The hanger-oners are back to help BHP slay their workers' rights and conditions. And we, yes, we, it is us that is paying for it. Yes, here they are, this very day, this week, for the next 2 weeks in the Fair Work Commission in Brisbane, this week, belly aching about the government's same job, same pay laws, which try to stop the big mining companies from using labour hire firms to dud their workers. Now, they don't call them solicitors for nothing. There they are. Minters, Mallesons, Freehills, the creme de la creme of the hanger-onerers, and their silks, the full deck soliciting for the big mining companies. Yes, labour hire, the unions are there too, of course, the ACTU and the CMFEU, the MEU, and the government and their KCs. They've got to have their wigs and gowns for this gravy train. Now, don't get me wrong, companies have a duty to shareholders to screw down wages. They have to act in the interests of their shareholders and address costs. Yes, they have their rights. They have a right to use the court system. But it is worth considering who is funding this circus, because it is you. That's right. Our 9% super every week goes into the corporations, goes on the stock market, invested in BHP and Rio and these companies, who then pay for this lavish gravy train of solicitors and silks to defend their interests. But that, of course, is the interest of the foreign shareholders, because even Australian multinationals like BHP and Rio Tinto are more than 80% owned by foreign shareholders. Others, such as Glencore, Anglo and Peabody, are 100% owned. Yes, complaining about not being able to stiff their workers. For that is what it is. That is what the labour hire scam is all about. It's quite simple at its core. They make it very, very complicated. Now, check out this story from Simon Turner, or involving Simon Turner from yours truly, who is a coal worker at Mount Arthur, BHP's massive, gargantuan Mount Arthur mine in the Hunter Valley. Check out these contracts. They're all done illegally, says Simon. I was living below the poverty line for over 6 years. My full pay under the Black Coal Award should be $137,000 a year. I was being paid $400 a week. Well done, BHP. Good labour hire scam. And that was after he broke his back. That was when he was on his compensation from the work injury, driving trucks out at Mount Arthur. So the problem here is that the labour hire rort has been made so complicated, so impenetrable, that it's hard for workers to challenge. Now, Turner did challenge it. Took it to court, got a class action going in 2018. But you know what they say about the law. The system of justice is open to all, just like the Ritz Hotel. While the same job, same pay laws attempt to rectify this injustice, what is being buried is the historical $2.5 billion wage theft, as documented here, for the 10 years prior to these laws coming in. So Labor's done a patch-up job. Good on them for that. But they are not retrospective. And so it is that we have a cover-up on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. In the shadows of Christmas, the Fair Work Commission buried documents relating to this historical wage theft. The gravy train were all there. The hanger-onerers all present, repping for their assorted clients, from BHP to Chandler McLeod to the unions and the government to all the labour hire firms, even the ones that they owned themselves. Nobody wants to touch it politically because it does not reflect well on the system. Let bygones be bygones is the government's view. Liberals won't touch it because it's BHP. They love their BHP. Problem is, as our story demonstrates, Turner does have the document trail. It is here. And the thing is, the documents were never put before Justice Lee of the federal court in Turner's class action. Lee was to have heard the case. He was next on the docket. Turner's own solicitors had the documents. His barrister even said, here's the email. We call it the, Turner calls it, got them by the balls email. Why did the court never get to see it? Well, well might you ask. Was it the hangers-onerers, maybe? The hangers-onerers. The learned friends, the learned friends even have their own language they can charge more. A priori, hereto, forthwith, mutatus, mutandis. There will be much mutatus, mutandis going on in Brisbane over the next 2 weeks from the learned friends. Check out the story on the website. We seem to have them stone cold, but nobody will do anything about it. Politically too difficult. And the next story we're going to do will demonstrate. Quite complicated. We're going to distill it for you. It will demonstrate that the government has actually made a lot of money from this labour hire rort. Because you see, they own the long service coal LSL revenues. They don't want to upset this apple cart, because if the companies have to pay back a whole lot of money, it won't help the government. For one, Justice Lee may be thinking to himself, what the actus reus is going on here? Why did nobody show me this? Check out the coverage on the website. And of course, the big scam, the coal mines to lakes, which in principle sounds like a great deal to make the whole Hunter Valley renewable energy, wind farms, hydro, coal mines to lakes. Unfortunately, the water is probably too contaminated. Thanks for your support. Please like, share, and comment in the section below.